Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Carly. It's May 15th, Friday. Welcome to Daytime After Dog Quarantine in Seattle, still. And tonight, we have, well, one of my favorite people on the show. Nathan Barty is on the show. He hasn't been here since I got sick. In the last interview I did, I got sick, and then I couldn't do it. So for a year and a half, so, yeah, I hope, you know, yeah. And so, everyone, he now will get on Grey's Anatomy and the new Beauty Show that I can't think of, and Scandal. And so I will bring him on right now. Hey, Nathan.
Hi, Carly. How are you? How are you feeling?
I'm doing great. I'm kind of, you know, a little miffed at you because David got you on, and I was going to email you asking you to come on, but he beat me to the punch.
Yep,
so, it was my first question, because everyone's asking me on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere, why did you leave Zenner Hospital? Because, you know, you were great there, and so people just want to know why you're no longer there.
I work in a big department, and it's called Current Programming, and we handle all of the scripted shows at ABC, which includes General Hospital. As you know, I had been with General Hospital for 7 years. I had done about 2,500 episodes. But the world of television changes a lot, so my boss and the network felt like it was just time to give someone else a shot at covering the show, and so they have a new person covering the show, and Frank Valentini continues to be executive producer. So that's, in a nutshell, that's what happened. No hard feelings. Nobody was fired. It was just time to pass along the baton to someone new to cover, you know, the long-running show that is General Hospital.
So who is covering it now? Because everyone's been asking me all day.
I can't tell you because the new person wants to have privacy. So, unfortunately, that is a secret for now.
Okay, well, if you talk to the new person, this jealousy or them or whatever, they will come on here all the time. And, you know, you left. When was your last day you left Zenner Hospital? Because you left, Zenner was closed down because of this quarantine. When was the last day for that? And then you got, you know, you were able to, you know, do the other programming, right?
Yeah. I officially left the show probably mid-March, just as they were about to shut down and handed it over to someone new. So it's been, I guess, about 2 months that I haven't been involved in the day-to-day. There was a little bit of training with the new person who took over, and they're doing great. Nothing else has really changed. I think they're trying to put together a plan to get the show back in production as soon as possible, but that might take some time.
Well, I will miss you over there because now I can't ask you things and it really ticks me off. But
we had a good run.
You know, the number one question everyone's asking me, and I do not have an answer for them, and even though you're not working there anymore, you probably don't have the answer, is when are they coming back? I mean, people, we are going to have repeats as of May 21st. If was like, how long are we going to go without new episodes? But, you know, it's going to be crazy time for
Yeah,
for
and that's the part that nobody knows. Nobody knows how long it's going to be, so no one's trying to keep secrets from the fans. It's just a matter of following California state law, Los Angeles, you know, guidelines in terms of how do we safely return to a big soundstage where there's a lot of people involved in making the show, and we want to make sure that people aren't spreading the virus to one another. The actors, the crew, we want to make sure everyone's safe. So they're having the same conversations we're having on the primetime side right now of what exactly are those precautions going to be? Can we start production? When can we start production? And how do we keep everyone as healthy and safe as possible? So unfortunately, we're in the same boat as all the fans in that we just don't have the information as of today of when that might be.
So right now you're doing Grey's Anatomy.
Yep.
How to Get Away with Murder, which is on the last season, I believe.
Yeah, we just finished.
And Baker Beauty, and Station 19. Now we know Grace ended the season way too early for a lot of fans because, you know, they usually go into May. And so, but the finale was in April, wasn't it?
It was in April. So what happened was we were able to shoot 21 episodes. The order was for 25. So we were 4 episodes short this year. And we just, like everyone else, we just had to make the best of the situation. Luckily, the way that we ended, we saw, you know, Richard, Dr. Weber, be diagnosed with cobalt poisoning, so they were able to save his life and help his memory and get things back up to speed. And those 4 episodes were written, but they were not actually filmed before the shutdown. So hopefully we'll be able to, when we do resume production at some point, we'll probably shoot, you know, we'll either combine the storylines or we'll shoot the 4 episodes that had scripts written for. So there's just, you know, and again, that show is up in the air too as we try to figure out when we might be able to go back to production.
Well, yeah, and with Grey's Anatomy, I know you guys come out to Seattle a couple of times a year for, you know, distributing the ferries in the Space Needle and all that because traffic gets closed down. And so, yeah, so does that mean you get to go on a little road trip to Seattle? Because now you're with Grey's Anatomy, so I think they owe you a nice little trip to Seattle. If you've never been here,
right?
Yeah.
I have.
And if you've never been here, you will fall in love with the city or the state or whatever.
Actually, I've been to Seattle many times, and it's a great city, and I love it. And last year, we actually spent 3 days in Seattle shooting select scenes from Grey's Anatomy and Station 19. So it was a lot of fun, and the city is great, and the people are so welcoming. I don't know if we'll be able to get it back up there because of the virus, but maybe in 2021 or 2022.
Oh, gosh. You know, I don't like the fact that, you know, everyone is, you know, kind of going with this, you know, all the programs are being, you know, shut down and everything. But health-wise, it was a great decision. It was a great decision to make for every primetime, every daytime show. It was a good decision to shut it down. And so,
well, of course,
you know, you're working.
We don't want to put the lives of the cast and the crew and the producers and the writers in jeopardy. So I agree. It's a decision that, you know, needed to be done.
Well, yeah. And so how is booking on the new show Beauty, the new show Beauty?
Beauty?
Yeah. How is that?
Yeah, it's called The Baker and the Beauty. It was a mid-season show, which premiered in April. We were able to shoot 9 episodes in Puerto Rico. The show takes place in Miami, but purposes, we shot it in Puerto Rico, which looks absolutely beautiful in the location shoots. It's a family soapy drama. It has a lot of levity. I think if you're looking for something, you know, we live in such troubled times, and it's, you know, there's some dark days ahead of us, and Baker and the Beauty is a really light, fun, one-hour show, and I think if you like the soap genre, I think people would really like Baker and the Beauty, and we're airing the show Mondays at 10 on ABC, and then, of course, you can also watch it on Hulu the next day or ABC.com. So if you haven't checked it out, it's a great cast. It's a fun show, and I think it's just, you know, it's what sometimes television is best for in order to, you know, escape reality sometimes, and it's fun, so I hope everyone checks it out.
Well, yeah, I am so behind on all my shows, I don't even want to think about my TiVo because it's telling me it's going to fill up really soon. So Grace ended, but Station 19 is still airing.
Yeah.
So when will they have their last finale date? Because they started later in the year than Grace did.
No, we actually started at the same time. We started production last August on both shows. However, Station 19 on air started in January instead of September. So we only had the order for 16 episodes of Station 19, and we actually wrapped production in late February or early March, so we were able to shoot all 16. And the finale actually aired last night, so it's available to watch now on Hulu or ABC.com or on video on demand. So luckily they were able to shoot their finale. Meredith Grey was in the finale for Station 19 last night. It was a great episode.
Yeah, and you guys had Bridge on from Station 19,
yeah.
Also on for a couple of episodes. This was really nice because you know how much I love Bridge, so having Kelly back on the Ace and then Station 19 was really nice.
Yeah, I'm so happy for Kelly and proud of her, and I'm so glad to see her getting work on other shows. So we miss her on General Hospital, but she was able to do a couple episodes this year, and you never know if she is considered to come back and do more, because I think Britt is such a fun villainous character on General Hospital.
Yes, and I know even though it's not your department, but also for ABC, the 21st, 22nd, all the game shows are coming back, correct? Like Celebrity Family Feud and all that,
right? Yeah, this summer. Yep, most of those shows were able to shoot earlier this year, so most of the shows should be back on the air, hopefully by June, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, at least we have game shows, so... You guys, I mean, we won't go totally crazy, maybe. You know, I've been in the house since February, only last 3 times, so it's really daunting.
With all that time at home, Carly, how come you haven't watched more shows? How come your TiVo is backing up?
Because I've been doing 3-4 interviews a week. Everyone's bored. No one is telling me no. No one's telling me no. This is the perfect time to strike because everyone's out of work. So Carly figured, you know, I've got to, you know, be on air, bring some humor to this. So daytime, prime time, everyone won't go really, really crazy because I feel like it's a crazy time for everyone. So I figure I have to be on air. So... Yeah, and, you know, so how is it for you to be at home so much? Are you getting bored yet from being home?
I'm actually okay. I'm lucky that a lot of my job can be done remotely. You know, we have laptops. We do daily calls and notes calls on video chat on Zoom. And, you know, you can watch cuts now digitally at home, and we can read scripts on our iPad. So for me, it hasn't been too jarring to be at home. You know, I've actually enjoyed it. I get to be with my dogs all day. So it's not bad, but my heart does go out to everybody who, you know, has children and they're trying to figure out how to do the distance learning and step in and be teachers. Trying to balance that is really difficult with work. So, you know, I feel for people that are, you know, out there and struggling, or the people that unfortunately have lost their jobs or been furloughed. It's definitely a tough time.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just a crazy time for everyone. And, you know, I'm just hoping for you guys' sake in L.A., it won't be, you know, now they are saying August for you guys for the stay-at-home order. And they haven't given us, they gave us the day of May 31st, but I don't trust that anymore because they gave us so many different dates. So, yeah, you know, so it's crazy, and I feel sorry for you guys because the nice weather, people want to be out in it, and really they can't right now because you don't want to get people sick. So,
right.
You know,
it's tough, but I got to say, you know, this is the first time this has happened in our lifetime. I understand it is a huge obstacle and it's not fun, but if everyone can just follow the orders and try to limit activity outdoors and stay at home and wear masks, I think we'll have a better, you know, we can all get back to work a lot sooner if people would cooperate. But it's sad to see everyone saying that the rights have been taken away and protesting. I wish people would follow orders, and I think this could be over a lot sooner. But, you know, what are you going to do?
You know, yeah. I mean, I totally agree with you on that. I mean, this is really tough, and, you know, we've never been here before, and it's crazy. But
right.
I'm going to let David on, because if I don't, I'm never going to hear the end of it. And really, I'm not in the mood to not hear the end of it. David, you're on.
Hi, David. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great to hear you.
I'm going crazy down here in Florida, being quarantined and can't go out, not do much, but I'm okay, ain't done with it. So,
yeah, no, absolutely, got to get through it.
Yeah. You know, my favorite show is the Con Eds. Like, what is like working on the Con Eds?
Sorry,
was asking
about the Connors, right, David?
Oh, the Connors.
Yeah.
Connors, we're trying, you know, we're finalizing the deal, hopefully for renewal, so fingers crossed. I'm hoping by maybe next week or so we should have an answer, but we're super excited to get back to work on that show. Hopefully we'll get renewed and the writers will work remotely, and we're super excited about the potential for some really great stories coming up in season 3. It's been a wonderful experience. I love working on that show, so I hope we can do more episodes for everybody.
It's a funny show. Very funny show. I like it.
Good. Thanks for watching.
Yeah, I watch it Tuesday. Yeah, another question about Emergent. I love that show. We did about Emergent.
Emergent. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a great show. Not one of my shows, but again, they're kind of on the bubble. So I think hopefully we'll find out what the fate is of that show. Hopefully soon.
It's a great show, too. Yeah. And what do you like doing?
Good.
Not working? What do you have any hobbies? What hobbies? We like doing? Not working.
Sorry, what was that?
We like doing? Not working.
Oh, when you're not working.
Oh, when I'm not working. Sorry. I have two dogs. I have two senior dogs. I have a 12-year-old Scotty dog and a 12-year-old Lab, so I spend a lot of time with them. I've been a huge TV fan, you know, since I was a little kid, so I'm a big fan of television and movies. I like to read, trying to read a little bit more for pleasure after ending General Hospital, because when you're doing General Hospital, you know, you do 250 or 60 episodes a year, so it's a lot of reading for that show. So kind of enjoying a little bit of my weekend, a little free time, because a lot of that reading for General Hospital was over the weekend. So exploring all that life has to offer, but it's a, you know, it's a little challenging right now because, you know, we're mostly home. So, finding things to do. I've painted some bedrooms and done some home improvement projects. So that's good. Hopefully we can get back to shooting our shows soon.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for reaching out. It's a pleasure to reconnect with you guys.
Oh,
my
dad's
touching now. We have a party for Claudia on June 12th. You're welcome to call in on June 12th.
We're yeah, we are having
Kelly's,
a big birthday.
Kelly's big birthday?
Yes, on
yeah,
the 12th.
I remember.
So,
awesome.
Yeah, so. And right now, I guess we have a big list. I don't know. No one will tell me anything, Nathan. You know, David won't tell me. So I have no idea what's going on, but you are totally welcome.
Thank you. It's going to be a great show, and it sounds like it's full of surprises, and that's always the fun part. So.
Yeah.
Way to go, David. Way to go to David.
June 12th. June 12th at 5. Yeah.
Great.
David, are you done? I'm going to let Bobby on.
No, I'm done. Thank you for asking my question. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, David.
Okay. Hey, Bobby.
Hi, guys. Hey, Nathan.
Hey,
Bobby. Carl.
Hey.
Hey.
How's
first
it going,
of all,
Bobby?
Nathan, I want to apologize for my little rant during the impeachment trial as far as when the General Hospital going to air locally in the daytime versus at nighttime on the local station. I apologize for that.
Oh, it's all
upset.
Good. Trust me. We were just as frustrated as you guys were. There's nothing more frustrating than dealing with
yeah.
the preamps, and obviously that's
right.
it's not my call, but I
right,
you
right.
know, it's hard to deal with. It's probably going to be the thing I miss the least about my General Hospital job, is I don't have to deal with those preamps anymore.
especially if it's something like this or local weather in the market. But I do have a suggestion for those that may have missed the storylines that you preempted to delay hours because they couldn't find what time it was coming on or they couldn't set their DVR properly. Is maybe rerun them after you do your 3 weeks of Nurses Ball storylines. In late June, early July, because that would be a great way for people to
yeah.
just actually catch up on what they have missed, and because they have trouble watching it on YouTube or some of the channels because they got taken down because there were too many spoilers and it didn't come out to the right quality and they were tapping into the Canadian broadcast of General Hospital and stuff like that, especially for those that are in the border states near Canada. And so I just... I really think that would be a good suggestion to rerun that, even though
absolutely.
You're not part of it.
Yeah.
And speaking of...
Yeah, no, we were talking about that before I left. We were actually talking about doing that, so I don't know if that's still the plan, but that's a great idea, and I'll let the new person
yeah. and speaking,
share that idea.
Right, and speaking of production, as far as when... I know that California, with what the governor has done until August, it's going to be hard to get new shows on, so it probably won't... So technically, if you're looking for a new sweep period for what General Hospital and the ABC shows and what Days could possibly have done, you're probably looking at perhaps maybe a December sweep, a March sweep, and a June sweep, July sweep.
I got to correct you. You know, sweeps went out the window about four or five years ago. The network doesn't have traditional sweeps anymore. Only the stations use the metric to set their local advertising time. So that's why we tried on General Hospital to do big episodes throughout the year. I always read online, people were like, well, it's November, it's May, why aren't these episodes bigger? But people don't understand that sweeps doesn't exist anymore. So that's why we don't focus just on having big episodes in May and November or July, because it, you know, it just doesn't matter anymore to the broadcast. But it still does matter to the stations, but a lot of the stations ABC doesn't own.
Right, because I understand with the classic episodes on Christmas Eve, which in this past year you didn't run it, but because the NBA was on the next day, you was able to run it after you ran a new Christmas Eve episode, and Thanksgiving Day, the same thing too, because the next day you had college football on ABC, and it was, and you could just break contract with them and ESPN over their sports.
Yeah, absolutely.
As far as the new target date that you're looking at, if things go well for the state of California, and I'm thinking the new fall season and the new shows for General Hospital will likely start airing around October. The new fall season probably likely going to start in late November, early December. So it's going to be kind of late this year. And I don't mind watching repeat, but other than I think one of the Monday nights, which is going to be an NFL football game that ABC is going to be final casting with ESPN, there's not going to be that much live shows as far as the other Monday shows go, as far as new shows go, because production will just be just getting back on its feet if that does happen.
Well, we do have some shows in the can that we can use. We have some reality shows, so I think we'll be fine in the fall, even if we are delayed. But you know, everyone's hoping for the best, and we hope to be back to work sooner than later. So obviously nobody knows for sure what that date's going to be, but we sure are hoping that, you know, we're not going to be delayed too far into the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was thinking, since CBS have done for what they had done with Young and Restless and Bowling Bugle by certain theme week, I was also thinking, if you can look at the best super couples in July and August, like Luke and Laura and Sonny and Carly throughout the years and all that stuff. Because I know some that did that years ago before that network went off the air. So it would be great to just see something like that.
Well, I know, yes, you're right. That's being discussed too, because, you know, did you ever see our best of shows that we put on ABC.com? We did a lot of best of shows on ABC.com, and some of those can be repurposed and shown on broadcast TV. So I think they are in discussion about maybe doing some of those best of collections that, you know, if you missed it online, then you might get an opportunity to watch it on your TV.
Well, all I know is when I watch these classic Nurse of Ball episodes, I'm going to be thinking back to the early days of it with Lucy, with what she was wearing, what she was trying to hold on to wear, and everything else. Other than the most recent ones, where I would see a lot of the old stars that are no longer like the first Jordan, who is now doing a Canadian show, and I don't know when her show is going to be back in production up in Canada because of their rules up there in Canada versus ours.
And
Kirsten Allison, it'd be great to see what she's done, because I've seen a lot of Instagram pictures of her, what she's been keeping up and everything else, so it'd be great to just see her back on there from years ago, and how she did at TGM. It would be great to see later on, when you get to the recent Nurses Balls, how Haley Aaron was doing prior to her Me Too storyline that won her Emmy. So,
I think it's fun to go back and watch some of the old ones.
Mm-hmm. But I'll let you go, and hopefully, like you said, there'll be some new shows to watch once we get into the new fall season, which I'm hoping will be probably about November or December, because outside of Christmas specials and Monday Night Football games to preempt locally, and in addition to the national game, which I think is the Saints and the Vegas Raiders, one of those Monday nights. I can't remember which schedule that is. I think it looks like it's going to be okay, because up until the NBA season, if they have the Christmas games, then I think as far as General Hospital goes, if they start doing new shows by September or late September or October, depending on what the state of California does, it could possibly be maybe more likely we'll see a Christmas show this year or a flashback prior to the NBA football games getting on way if that happens. But let
you
go.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Absolutely. All right.
And
talk to
you
about
Bobby, we have Maggie and Good too. And I also have to ask a fan, Kristen. So are you done, buddy?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
Thanks, Bobby.
Good. Okay. Facebook Debit Books wants to know if when Zenner Hospital comes back, if you know if we are going to get the new nurses ball this year. Because I know they were ready to tape it before, you know, they closed down. Do you know if we will be getting the nurses ball by any chance?
Well, you know, it was written when I was still working on the show. So it had been written, and now it'll just be a question when they go back into production if they're able to pull it together. But right now it's CBD.
Okay, and I'm going to let Maggie on really quick. Maggie, you're on.
Hi, Nathan.
Hey,
hi, Carly. Hi, welcome back. I'm hearing your voice
Thank
again.
Thank you. Yeah, how have you been?
I was hanging in there, but watching my, they know me in ABC. I think that's my channel I put on. But Beauty and the Baker, I love. I really do. And
oh,
my station, station 19. Oh, my God, that ending.
I know, right? Great show. Yep, thank you.
Oh, and How to Get Away with Murder, we're done. Can we get her back
we're
at
done.
Something else?
I wish. Fingers crossed, right? We'll keep working on that.
It was great. Oh, I love it. I used the DVR and still watch it again because an excellent, excellent show. But, as you know me, I love Nathan Fillion. Is my rookie coming back?
I think so. We'll know soon, but... I think as of right now, I think it's looking pretty hopeful. So fingers crossed that there should be an announcement soon.
Good. I got my fingers crossed because I love him. And it's
really me too.
Great
he's,
Castle.
He's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I loved Castle and Firefly and,
Thank you.
And the Rookie. All yeah, he's amazing. So I agree, and I know everyone wants that to be renewed. So fingers crossed they can make a deal.
Yeah, we saw Joey grow up on One Life to Live, and he became Joseph, and then now it's prime time.
That's right. He's amazing.
Well,
he is. I hope so, too. I don't work on it, but I'm a big fan.
The Good Doctor. That's naturally going to be renewed, because Sean is, he just looks at people and knows what's wrong. I wish doctors would do that with me.
I know, right? We need more doctors like that.
Yeah, you get a lot of
TV doctors.
Well, since I'm kind of partial, I'm listening to Dr. Fauci, and I'm only listening to him. Whatever his guidance is, I will obey.
Yes.
Because we'll get through this.
That's pretty good since he's a doctor. So.
No,
yeah, Dr. Fauci, yes.
Oh.
Good point.
Yes. But our guy, everybody's home, good being home and being safe. And we'll get through this garbage and come back stronger than ever.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you, and I hope so too. And we're all very much looking forward to when we can start rolling those cameras again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Definitely. Because
we
got a lot of great shows at prime time.
Yeah, and Maggie, I also got a Twitter question in my inbox. So when they watched, you know, the old classic episodes, of Zenner Hospital, does that count as the ratings of Zenner Hospital when they re-air?
Sure.
Oh, it does. Okay, a lot of people have been asking me for the past couple of days, and I do not have an answer.
Okay,
so,
answer.
You mean the encores on TV?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Nielsen. Yeah, Nielsen company still gives a rating for the encores, and you know, in addition to the new shows. So sometimes the holidays don't count, but they'll definitely be counting when we start the encores, or when they start the encores on, I think, like May 26th.
And it was a great, sorry, I know it's not a show anymore, but you were in on it. It's a great idea that they put all the flashbacks. I thought that helped stretch our production, stretched our view.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, it did, because when I was there, I think, you know, shooting-wise, I think we only had episodes maybe through, I don't know, the second week in May. So Frank and his team were able to stretch out the episodes to May 21st. So I thought that was a smart thing that Frank came up with.
Excellent idea. And whoever did that,
yeah,
I'm surprised because it's so cool,
yeah,
to
no,
look
that's
back.
All, that's all Frank. So everyone who was mean to Frank, stop being mean to Frank, because the guy cares about the show more than anybody on this planet. So
I love Frank.
Oh, man, you are so welcome to come back in the fall, in the winter, whenever the prime time says come back. Who
great
knows when they will be coming back, but maybe we will love them on again, right?
Right.
I'll keep you posted.
You're reading a lot right now. There's a very, very important book to read. I don't know if you read it. Nothing General About It by Maurice Bedard.
I got an early copy, so I read through that. I did. So it's a great read, and I encourage everyone to buy it.
Oh, you got early.
I was very
free.
I was very lucky.
Maggie only bought two copies. I bought one, you know. And before you go, I have a question. So, since you're home, what's your favorite quarantine activity? Because, you know, I know what Maggie the mine is by now. It's online shopping. Yes, Maggie, I'm marrying both of us. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, I'm probably more boring. I think my favorite quarantine activity is binge watching shows on TV or through Netflix or Hulu.
I think that's a good thing. And before we let you go, do you find yourself going in the kitchen more? In the refrigerator more? Since you've been not looking or less?
Yeah, no, more, because I need to self-discipline. It's getting to be a bad habit. So I'm just, you know, sometimes I'll just wander down to the kitchen, and so the food's going fast, and I have to control that. So, and I'm also trying, you know, try to exercise. But, yeah, if you're not conscious of it, you can just kind of mindlessly eat all day. So trying to watch how many times I'm going into the cupboard every day.
You're so welcome back, and I will send you information on the birthday show. And just have a great weekend, and have a great Memorial Day weekend next weekend.
Sure. Thanks, Carly and Bobby and David and Maggie. I appreciate reconnecting. It's been so much fun.
I love having you. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. All right. Take care, Carly.
Bye, Nathan.
Bye.
You know, I could be really cute right now, and then I could have this conversation, and I could just mute the boys, you know?
No.
Okay.
We can't do that.
See, this is why you need to be on the show.
Okay, I'm here.
Hi.
Hey, Maggie.
Hi. How you doing,
David.
Bobby? Hi, David.
I'm just doing fine.
Bobby, Maggie, how y'all doing?
I'm doing fine.
Watching GH at night. Well, I look at Hulu first, but you can't keep it on Hulu, so I have to read. Recorded on night, it But lately they've been doing it at 12 o'clock, which is good. Before it was like 1, 1:30. And the new, you can't keep it because it's like the news part. And I go, why don't you just do the news in the daytime and give me GH?
Yeah. Well, there was a few times last week that our governor came on the air and took up the GH spot, so I had to end up recording the daytime Jeopardy or the Jeopardy rerun of a classic Jeopardy that they played from a few years back. And the Tamron Hall show and the local news just to make sure that General Hospital got recorded.
Exactly. I heard a rumor that you can watch it twice. How do you watch it twice? You get the feed twice at General Hospital? ABC?
I think if you have DirecTV, you can probably watch the New York feed and the LA feed as well.
Oh, as
but
well.
I think they're taking that off.
I don't.
From what I heard, for the East Coast, West Coast.
Thank God.
But I don't know how to operate that because I don't have that, so I'll have to wait till the next day to watch it on demand if I miss it or want to record it. And since it didn't record today, since it was a rerun, I'm going to have to see if it's up on demand or if I have to go to YouTube to watch today's episode that was a rebroadcast from back when it originally aired.
Today,
there's no SoapNet anymore.
No, that's stupid.
And
Matt Scale did the intro today. It was a letter from Sonny. It was beautiful that my governor interrupted. So I'll be watching it. I won't record then tonight because it'll be. I don't think Windy City Live is on. And I go, I want more.
Yeah,
of my
You know what I'm not looking forward to, people? May 21st when we have nerds in our hospital.
I'll be crazy.
And then we have the one remaining soap in the world that is going to make us want to pull our hair out or make us go insane. I don't know which one it will do for me, but why maybe? I mean, who would have thought Day of a Life would be the last soap? I mean, crap. We are really going to be screwed. So until they get back, and I just heard Jasper Cole, you guys, said this thing online that Burden the Beautiful could start productions for Zoom.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of things need to fall into place. Well, if that's the case, God, please let the rest of the shows fall in place because, you know, every day I get email or text about one of the shows. You know, and yes, Bobby, I got the message you sent me yesterday about the Winstead family.
That'd be great.
It's going to be hard to watch for you because of
Pistol. You know what?
Stuff.
I thought about it. And since my T-Roll got to, you know, destroyed, I don't have any stuff at Pistol's.
Yeah, I know.
So
I switched to Dish.
I might as well tape them, and then when I really want to cry about everything, that'd be the perfect time to put on.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm
too much behind, I think.
And if you have watched Bone, you won't watch what Brooke have done throughout the years with the many men that she has been with and so on. You can definitely catch up with the best of her. Best of Brooke next week on CB on Bold and Beautiful. So, and this would be great to get Catherine Kelly Lang if she's not busy doing interviews with the European or the Australian press or working on a clothing line for one of those regions or anything like that. It'd be great to just get her on one day. I know it would be hard.
I like it the more.
But it would be great to get her on.
Mm-hmm. I like the actress, but I can't stand Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
When she's on,
I agree.
I Clark Creek.
And so next week, you guys, we are going to have a busy week around here.
Again, this week.
Yeah, we have little Danny coming on
Wednesday,
20th.
Yeah. He's coming on.
Yeah, crap.
Hold on, I'm
double copy in time.
Yes, he's coming on the Wednesday, May 20th. Do we have anyone coming on the 19th?
Daniel Hall, Lawrence Hunt.
Okay, Lawrence, and then we have Terry and Terry Kahn and Trent Dawson coming on the 22nd.
It's Friday.
And then. And then I think the next Tuesday, Vesper Crow will be in the house.
Cool.
All right.
Really great guest.
Yeah, more cool for me because I'm hugging him. And I don't care.
I don't care.
I'm not too happy. I'm not too happy on what Days Our Lives is trying to do. First, they get rid of Freddie Smith and Chandler Manley, Sonny and Will. Then they get rid of Stacey Allen Doolin. Now I'm hearing Twitter rumors that Camille Bennett's Gabby might be next.
Yes, she's going at
one. And she just reunited with the new guy that used to be Stefan, that used to be married to Kirsten Storms, Brandon, that used to be Johnny on General Hospital as Jake now. So I'm not too happy about Camille possibly leaving if this is true.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm on Twitter, but I don't really buy it. Why would
I'm
you
too
leave?
Young. I get that part yet.
I cannot stand Orpheus. When next time he dies, I want him cremated so he can't come back.
I go for you.
Can we double cremate him?
Double cremate? I like it.
You know, I mean.
Hey, you know what he
told
today?
Cremate him.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Carly and Maggie, you can back me up if you was on here. But 2 weeks ago, I suggested that General Hospital bring back Sarah Brown to play somebody other than Claudia or Carly.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But right now I'm thinking it would be a great idea to do some flashbacks with her, not only as Carly for the Best of Sonny and Carly that I told Nathan earlier about, but also, mm-hmm. perhaps when she was on there, when Brandon was on there, so we, you can get a double dose of him as Johnny and Jake.
Bobby, mm-hmm. I do not want to see Brenda on my screen. Okay.
Hey, Brenda?
Yes. I don't want to see Brenda on my screen. Okay. Brenda has never been nice to Carly, number one. Carly is a better woman for Sonny. And
me.
I, for one, don't want to sit and see her.
I said, Brenda,
Sonny,
I
love you. No, I love Vax. Come on. The only woman Sonny has ever loved and would die for is Carly. So,
who
wants to see Sonny and Brenda flashbacks?
Carly,
sorry, not me.
I wasn't saying Vanessa myself should be on.
No, Sarah Brown.
I'm saying the year that Sarah Brown was Claudia, and Jake from Days was Johnny. So at least people can get a double dose of him as Johnny and him as Jake.
Right.
Jake in 1 week.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't say anything about Vanessa Marcell being Carly. Unless you want to do it before there were stars on GH, like Rick Springfield, Vanessa Marcell, and Jonathan Jackson. Now that would be what I would mean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I probably got it wrong because I knew you meant Sarah Brown. I don't know.
Yeah. So, in my mind, they can do the best of. Before they were stars.
In my mind, Carly Lola White is the only one that ever played her. And I would love Tamara Vaughn back as Kim. I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind Cynthia Rogers coming on the show. That could happen. I'm not saying, that's all I'm saying. And, that could possibly happen.
Mm-hmm.
And,
For example, with some of these encores coming up, we're going to see a lot of Nathan from Back to Maxie and Nathan was a couple that you probably never saw a scene in the Hallmark Channel movies with the actor that played him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just got through watching all the Hallmark Channel movies, and I got a couple that I have set to record for this weekend I'm going to catch up on.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be interesting to see how some of these actors that, before they became big stars, or if General Hospital does a thing. Like, they can do a couple, they can do one with John Stamos, they can do one with Rick Springfield, they can do one with Jonathan Jackson. I mean, there's a lot of possible big-time stars that came from there. Even a couple with Vanessa Marcel as Brenda. And just see how they became successful from their first day to as recent as now. Now, I don't know about the early days with the 1981 one, when you're looking at videotapes that might be 40 years old and might be a little bit grainy, but I'm sure if they can digitalize it,
Bobby, we have a big week next week. We are going to be on more than we are not on next week, right, David? Yes.
It's a big show next week, back to back. You show.
Carly, excuse me. I love you. You know that, Carly. But I have to put my foot down. He's mine. Sonny is mine.
Wait. I would never want Sonny.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Because he's mine. My son.
Okay. No, I know he's yours. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would settle for Zeekson.
You can have him. My mom loved him, too. I loved him, too, but that's my Sonny.
So, yeah. But we have such a busy week next week that we should call it a day now, but we will be back all next week. I will make the shows this weekend. And, have a great weekend, you guys.
Well, as far as I know, I have to make it to the afternoon shows next week because it depends on what the governor said about next Friday as far as what's going to happen down the road with Friday shows. But I can make it to the afternoon shows.
That's good. Well, talk to you guys next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care,
everybody. Bye. Take care, everybody. Bye.